Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The title of this club by Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. The danger of the arrow of one's evil glance. Evil glances are poisonous arrow from shaitan, which is very, very dangerous. In this club, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the instruction that, O Nabi, if Allah say to the believers, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, say to the believers, those that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those that have believed in your risalat, in your messengerhood, they have accepted it. Say to them, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فُرُوجَهُمْ, that they should lower some of their gazes so that their private parts will be protected. That person who hasn't protected his private parts, then Hazrat mentions that he will be destroyed, his chastity will be destroyed. He will get involved in immodest actions, shameful acts, and he will destroy himself. So that person that will protect his eyes, then there's guarantee that his chastity, his private organs also will be safe and protected from haram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave the command that said to the believing women that have accepted your risalat, your messengerhood, they believe in you, يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ, that they should lower some of the gazes from غَيْرْ مَحْرَمْ مِنْ, those men for whom it is haram for them to look at. So they should lower their gazes. They also are given the command, they should take care of their glances, of their gazes, so that even their private parts and their chastity will be intact and will be protected. Thereafter, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Inna Allah khabirun bima yasna'un. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all informed bima yasna'un, of what they do. So Hazrat mentions that he was on safar, he was traveling out. So this thought came to mind. In Arabic there are few words that indicate towards an action of a person. There are certain verbs that are used, يعملون, يفعلون, يصنعون. But in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned يصنعون. Whereas to abuse one's eyes, to look at haram, this is also a fi'l. It's also an amal. It's also an action. Something that you are enacting, carrying out. So why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't use the verb يفعلون? Allah knows completely what they are doing. يعملون, what amal they are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word yasna'un. Yasna'un in the Arabic language, we get the word masna', factory. Also from sana'a yasna'u, to manufacture something, to produce something. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala used the word, Allah is fully aware of that which you produce, what you are manufacturing. So Allah ta'ala used this word. The root is to manufacture something. So what you are manufacturing, Allah ta'ala is completely aware. So Mr. Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah says, it came to mind, Ya Allah, why did you use this word, yasna'un, and not the other words of yaf'alun and ya'malun? I was on safar, on journey, so this thought came to mind. So these thoughts came to the mind of Mr. Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah. Ya Allah, why did you use this word? He said, now I was traveling out, there's no tafsir kitab, there's no commentary of Quran Sharif. But in his heart he said, Ya Allah, there's no comment here, but the one to whom this kalam and this Quran belongs to, you are with me, you will inspire me and you will make me understand why this word was used, yasna'un, of what they manufacture. So Hazrat Mawlana made dua, said, Ya Allah, you give me the understanding of this verse and especially this word, Ya Allah. Why did you use this word, that you are all aware of what they manufacture? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled in my heart that when insan and man abuses his eyes or women, then in reality they are producing something, they are manufacturing something, different designs. They are manufacturing different designs with their eyes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the designs of the eyes. When you are looking at haram, Allah is completely aware of the designs of your eyes, of how you are abusing your eyes and looking at haram. Some look from the corner of their eye at a ghair mahram woman, a woman who is haram for them to look at. Oh, the women are looking at men for whom is haram for them to look at. So different designs they use. Sometimes from the corner of the eye. Sometimes غائرانا, طائرانا. They're different words Hazrat uses. Sometimes he's looking. And with his eyes wide open. His mouth also is gaping. The gaping mouth. Sometimes طائرانا, just a cursory glance. Sometimes with his eyes half open also. That he's looking at something haram. Some look down, some look up, some look right to the right, some looking to the left. Some putting dark glasses on also. And they are looking, Allah Ta'ala is completely aware of the different types of glances you are designing to look at haram. So as Mu'ana says, when I returned home, then I took out the Tafsir Kitab, the commentary of Quran Sharif, Ba'alama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayh, which is called Ruhul Ma'ani. And there I saw that Allah Ta'ala put in my heart that inspiration of the Tafsir commentary, it was the correct thing found in Kitabs also. And there he sees Tafsir, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِجَالَةِ النَّظَرِ. Allah is completely aware of how you let your eyes roam around. جَالَ يَجُولُ in Arabic means for something to roam around on its own, to wander around. And بِجَالَةِ النَّظَرِ means how a person makes his eyes wander around. Allah Ta'ala is completely aware of the wandering eye, the roving eye, how you look at to the right and to the left. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is completely aware. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is all aware of the different designs that you are making to look at haram, the designs you're taking in. And when it will come into the heart, that which you are looking in, then you will try how much you will try. But if it's stuck in the heart and it dives deep into the recesses of the heart, then, no matter how much you will try to take out those haram designs that you imported, it will be almost impossible and very difficult to take it out. And it's possible you will fall into this quicksand and you won't be able to come out from it. And Allah Ta'ala save us, it shouldn't be a person dies in this condition also, but because of the haram that he looked at got stuck within his heart and now it's impossible and not easy for the kalima to come onto his tongue. Like this he will leave this world. Allah Ta'ala save us.